This is the DeMaio Report. The fight continues.
All right, so we already have heard that we have a police staffing shortage, and a lot of politicians are saying defund the police. They want less police officers. Now they want to pass a bill in Sacramento to ban the use of dogs, canine dogs. Joining me on the DeMaio Report to discuss the proposal and why it is all hooey is Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She's with the National Police Association. She's a spokesperson for them. Betsy, thanks for stopping by. So I was reading the justification on why they want to ban canine units in police departments in California. And they basically are saying that these dogs are violent, they will hurt people, and they're also saying that apparently the dogs, I guess, are racist because minorities are disproportionately hurt by canine units. What is your response when you hear the justification for the bill?
There is no justification for this bill. I mean, in the news, they just talked about how your police department is so short-staffed, more short-staffed than it's been in decades. And I believe that this may be kind of an underhanded way to continue to defund the police. Look, read Section 1 of that bill. What does it say? The police canines have been a mainstay of constant dehumanizing, cruel abuse of Black Americans and people of color. Now, I used to run my department's canine unit. Dogs don't see color, first of all. This goes on to talk about, it talks about everything from the race riots, I think they mean the 60s, the civil rights movement, and George Floyd, which had nothing to do with a canine. It's a bunch of emotional gobbledygook in that first section. And then they go on later in the law to talk about you can only use police dogs for sniffing, searching, things like that. And it's ridiculous. It's just one more tool that they are trying to take away from law enforcement in California.
Betsy, one of the reasons why we have canine units is to use less lethal force in trying to handle situations. Isn't the canine unit, as part of why we have them, to really give a police officer a whole range of tools in the toolkit to perhaps use less force when they're out there in the field?
Well, that's absolutely true. And they are also utilized to try and keep those officers safe, allow them to get control of people. Here's the thing. Your average patrol dog that people see in a car driving around is likely a multi-purpose dog. So it's a Shepherd or a Malinois probably. And they are trained to do everything from track a missing child or a senior citizen with Alzheimer's to go after an armed robber or to bail out of that car during a traffic stop when that officer is attacked and overwhelmed by a resistive subject. These dogs are also used for community policing purposes. Very often they go to scout groups and things where kids and teenagers can have a positive interaction with a police officer and a dog. And of course, everybody loves dogs, and that starts getting kids interested in law enforcement and gets them comfortable being around police officers. So these, and this is exactly what my agency had, these multi-purpose dogs. Here's the thing. When your police department, which your police department is shorthanded, when any police department is shorthanded, that canine dog can be the difference between life and death for that handler who might be out there on their own and not have backup readily available. We just had a police canine 2 days ago, murdered in the line of duty in Jefferson County, Colorado, in their sheriff's department. Canine Graffit was murdered chasing an armed subject. Now, that is horrifically sad that canine sacrificed his life, but he sacrificed his life for a police officer. So we're talking about a dead police dog as opposed to a dead human being. And that's one of the most important purposes of that dog.
We're talking about Assembly Bill 742 from Democrat Assembly members Corey Jackson and Ash Kalra. They say that they want to ban canine police dogs in law enforcement because the dogs are racist and the dogs are used to disproportionately bite people who are minorities. Betsy, has any other state in the union banned canine dogs?
Not that I'm aware of, but the problem is where California goes, then I think you'll see it in Washington State and, you know, perhaps Oregon. But this is two things. First of all, the people of California, the voters, should be absolutely insulted when they read this bill. This is written like it's written by a seventh grade project. It's just the language is childish. It's abhorrent. And they also are not addressing the real problem in California, like the real problem in the rest of the United States. And that is the horrific rise in violent crime. Here's the thing. Per the CDC, the left loves the CDC. The legal intervention by police officers, in other words, police killing people, only accounts for 1.4% of all violent deaths in America. We are forced to kill about 1,000 people a year.
Yeah, but I want to highlight that. I want to highlight that. When you say police officers, 1.4%, these are police officers who have no choice but to use force per training, as approved in training, as what the experts say, because they're trying to save themselves or other members of the public. So it's not like they're just randomly killing 1.4%. This is authorized use of force. We're not talking about, you know, the very rare exception of a police officer not following the training.
Correct.
You know, so those are very, very, very rare cases. But go ahead.
Right. So Newsweek just came out with an editorial that talked about police use of force is almost always accompanied by extenuating circumstances. So when we're talking about police dogs, you know how you don't get bit by a police dog? You don't resist arrest. You don't run from a police officer with a gun in your hand. In other words, comply with lawful orders. And that's the problem in most police use of force. Police don't determine the level of force we use. We respond to the level of force that comes at us. And the police dog is such an absolutely invaluable tool. And again, I believe these legislators, if we can call them that, this law is based solely on emotion, not fact. And this is an underhanded way to further defund the police in California. And they will keep chipping away. People need to understand, they get rid of police dogs, then they're going to go for tasers, and then they're going to go for batons, and they're going to want to turn you into Great Britain, where your cops walk around with a collapsible baton and a set of handcuffs, and no other way to protect themselves.
A badge that has to mandatorily reveal their personal pronouns. Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.